The biggest solar power factory, or plant, in East Africa recently opened in Rwanda. Solar power is produced from sunlight. The plant is in Agahozo Shalom village in eastern Rwanda. The plant is the first of its kind in the area. The 21-hectare field, or solar park, is covered with special devices called panels. They store energy from the sun. Until last month, South Africa was the only country in sub-Saharan Africa to have a large amount of solar power for its grid, or total power supply. The Agahozo solar plant produces up to 8.5 megawatts of electricity. That is nearly 7% of the total power supply in the country. The government has signed a power purchase agreement, or PPA, to pay for that electricity over the next 25 years. Dan Klink owns the business that built the solar plant. He explains why Rwanda is leading the way for solar power in East Africa.
Rwanda is doing a number of different things, right? I mean, one, they have security, a place where people can trust their PPAs for 25 years. Geopolitical stability, Rwanda is probably the most attractive place in East Africa. Rwanda's regulatory framework, no corruption. It's a very, very, very transparent system.
The exact price the Rwandan government will pay for the electricity from the Agahozo plant is confidential, or secret. But sources tell VOA the price is between 20 and 25 U.S. cents per kilowatt. Experts say that is about twice as costly as most hydropower plants. Those are factories that produce electricity from moving water. But Rwanda still gets nearly half its electricity from diesel fuel. Electricity produced from diesel cost 38 cents per kilowatt in Rwanda. Solar power fluctuates or changes often. The Rwandan government does not want more than 10% of the country's power from solar energy. However, that 10% is needed to save on diesel. Dan Klink says solar power is much faster to set in place than other kinds of energy sources like hydropower.
A typical hydropower project, you would say, takes 2 years of development. With solar, we took the site in February, and it's completed and already giving electricity in July. So you're talking 6 months versus 2 years.
Villagers who were farming on the area of the current solar plant look forward to the electricity. But many will have to wait years to connect to the solar power grid. For many of those rural residents, solar home systems with panels attached to the top of homes may be an answer. The German company Mobisol says they can offer Rwandans a system that powers several lamps, a phone charger, a flashlight, and a radio. The cost of the power system is $10 a month over 3 years. One Mobisol representative says 80% of Rwandan families can pay that amount. Klaus Meyer is in charge of the Mobisol office in Rwanda. He believes that Rwanda is a good place to have a solar park. He says that solar panels do not work well if they get too hot. Rwanda averages only 5 hours of sunshine per day. The Agahozo Solar Park has more than 28,000 solar panels and was built at a cost of $23.7 million. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story. Confidential, adjective, secret or private. Fluctuate, verb, to change level, strength, or value frequently. Hydropower, noun, electricity produced from machines that are run by moving water. Rural, adjective, describing areas away from cities which may include farms, small towns, and unpopulated areas. Solar, adjective, produced by or using the sun's light or heat. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.